Maria, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
The town's budget and survival is at stake. We are spending more than we're bringing in, and we are rapidly using our reserves, and we cannot continue laying off people or not replacing people who leave. Town services will suffer.
In a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues as they come up?
Well, that issue needs to be addressed on several fronts. We need to increase the commercial tax base. We need to look at what we're spending and where we're spending it and set our priorities and stick with them. But primarily, we need to develop Chapel Hill smartly so that we have more density and more commercial development that can sustain the services we have.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Maria Palmer. How, as a member of the Town Council, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard?
I think this is something I bring to the council that's very important. I am a bilingual, bicultural, 17-year permanent citizen. I was here before that when I started my doctoral studies at UNC. But in the last 17 years, I have pastored a Hispanic congregation for 8 years. I am connected to a lot of the communities or the segments of Chapel Hill. I have been endorsed by the AFL-CIO, but by the Breakfast Club, the Hank Anderson, Yoni Chapman, and a Bill Thorpe Breakfast Club. That shows you a little bit of the network I have and the folks that tell me what problems they're facing in their everyday life.
And aside from that, what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
I really bring experiences that they haven't had, but also my experience at the state level on the State Board of Education and at the county level with the Human Rights Commission and all the different task forces that I have served in. I was the co-chair of the Chapel Hill 2020 Transit. Well, actually, we called it Getting Around Committee. It looked at all forms of transportation. And we got down in the weeds about how to make Chapel Hill a connected community, pedestrian-friendly, bicycle-friendly, how we could possibly expand transit services, how we can make Chapel Hill a more livable community for everybody, whether you have a car or not. And the things that we proposed would benefit people who drive too, because it would take some of the cars out of the streets, giving more options to people. So I think we did, well, all modesty aside, I think my committee did an awesome job, and I want to help implement our recommendations.